All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, we just finished up today's show. Coming in, we haven't announced it on the air yet, but next Friday, our final Throwback Thursday, we're bringing 90s country artists. It's going to be Jody Messina.
So she's going to come in.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be next Friday. You'll hear John Michael Montgomery later on in the show. I thought the interview was pretty cool, especially when he's talking about the All For One stuff. You know, he cut this, they cut it. I'll let you hear him tell the story.
And just to know who did it first, I didn't know a lot of that stuff.
I'll be there. I always do those background ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's coming up. This guy was busted with 44 diamonds in his butt.
Well, okay, yeah, why? Why?
That's keistering, right?
Yes.
That would be called keistering.
Or?
A New Mexico man faces multiple charges after police found over 4 dozen diamonds in a bag inside his butt.
Police say 44 diamonds in a baggie in his behind. Bottom line, that's a lot of booty. Padilla reportedly had it. More than a rare hiding place.
That's a lot of booty.
Get it? Like pirate booty
and booty butt. Yeah.
Police claim he had a knife, and they say he didn't pull it, but he did pull that baggie out of, well, you know.
Wow, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, diamonds are small.
Yeah, but 44 of them?
I mean, I started thinking about it. They're not huge diamonds. I guess it's possible.
But 44 of them?
It's a lot.
Yeah. I put up on my Instagram a Throwback Thursday picture yesterday. Did you happen to see it?
I did. And it had all the right things. Like, the pager was probably my favorite part. Ooh, but the hat and the necklace, pretty strong.
You got to bring that look back, man. No,
well, so
if that look comes back,
You go over to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I'm in what looks like mom jeans because they're a little big.
Baggy.
And a little too stonewashed.
Yeah, they're... Mm-hmm.
Definitely from Mervyn's.
I've got a pager on my front pocket. I've got a woven belt. I've got an Adidas shirt tucked in with a necklace. I don't know what kind of necklace that is. It's like a choker.
Is it a puka?
I don't know.
I've got a goatee with long sideburns.
Oh my gosh.
And some kind of bucket hat.
It's awesome, dude.
Everything's wrong.
Everything.
Or right.
Morgan number two. I was probably 19 when this was taken. I would think I'm 19 or so. What do you think about this guy? Did you see the picture?
Yes. You look so different. I don't even feel like I know.
Well, that means
you. That doesn't even look like you. You have dad jeans on.
I do, but they weren't dad jeans in there.
Those were cool.
They were cool jeans, or ish, coolish jeans.
And the sideburns.
Was the bucket hat cool too?
Yes.
I don't know.
Guy I went to high school with, Brian Wagner, coolest dude in school, and he looked just like that. He dressed just like that every day.
Well, I don't recall that.
I was chasing it though, man. You got to admire me because I was committed to the look.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. It's always fun to see who thinks those pictures are funny.
What were you doing there? Do you remember?
Yeah, singing karaoke.
Oh.
I even know the song I was singing.
What song?
Four Non Blondes, What's Up?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember it.
Were you working or were you there for fun?
I was there for fun. It was at El Chico's in the mall, Mexican restaurant.
El Chico's. I thought that you were working some radio event something.
I vividly somebody had posted this and tagged me in it, and I vividly remember all of this. And I was like, holy crap, I was 19. And
who would page you? Friends, work.
Who cares? I just had a pager on.
Anyone?
I'm sure it worked.
Oh my gosh. Why does your hair...
Why are you still hating? You're still going?
He looks like a redhead.
Oh my God.
Yeah, why does your hair look red on your face?
Are you a redhead, Bones? You just never told us?
Is that...
It's probably a filter.
Did you make that necklace or buy it?
Probably. Right,
come on. You need the words?
25 years now my life is good. No, but I was karaoke. I remember this guy carrying crap on this song. 25 years and now my life is real. Trying to get that great big deal of fun. I don't even know if that's how it goes.
Or whatever that means.
25 years and my life is still. They're a one-hit wonder. She was.
I saw her in the... In the Grammys?
Yeah, she writes tons of hit songs.
She's like a writer and a...
That's what she is.
Session player and...
huge writer. One of the best writers.
I realized quickly when I knew I should...
What's her name? Something? Patty?
Brotherhood of man. For whatever that means.
This is my part where I get real good.
Come on,
passionate.
Come on, Bones.
And I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed to get it all out.
feeling a little peculiar. And you get it all with the heart there when you do that. Anyway, her name's Linda Perry.
Linda Perry, that's it.
You want to know some songs she's written?
Yes.
Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Dixie Chick song. She wrote Get the Party Started for Pink. She wrote...
I'm coming out. That one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, she has written a ton of songs. So, but anytime they do one of those, like, she's like cool and tattoo-y.
Yes, yes, yes. She looks very different than she did when she sang that song.
Yeah, she's done a lot of stuff. So anyway, that picture on my Throwback Thursday was...
solid. It was a solid TBT.
Yeah. Almost didn't post it a little bit.
Why?
Nah.
Well, because what happens is that anytime I post anything, some of these like old school country blogs like take shots at me, make memes out of it. And I was like, do I even want to do this? But then I just can't let them dictate what I put out there. Yeah. And if I can't laugh at me, then
exactly.
Who cares? But it's just, I just get hammered by these people. They don't like what I stand for.
I'm a little disappointed that your braided belt isn't longer and knotted up. You know how you
probably should have been.
Should have been a little
probably
longer.
Buy a kid's version of it.
And like then, looped through.
And then you loop it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it as far as today goes. I got a call back about a dog yesterday, a couple dogs at some rescue places reach out to me. Which again, there's rescues all over the country. And the two kinds of dogs that I actually looked at. One was the French Bulldog. I got a bunch of calls from rescues of French Bulldogs.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I'll
the other was a mini Australian Shepherd, I think is what it was.
We didn't pitch that to you.
I know.
Though.
That's the one I was like looking at.
I had an Australian puppy as a kid.
Hold on. Let me see the exact name. It was, a mini Australian Shepherd. Look at him. Look at
Are those like blue heelers?
Look at mini Australian Shepherd.
They're sheep dogs.
Yeah. A small version of it.
Oh, those are cute.
Well, I got to look at the mini. Hold, please. You know, they make one that's mixed with a poodle that makes it
hypoallergenic. I don't want a poodle.
I'm saying it makes it hypoallergenic.
So they mix everything with poodles now?
It's like a Aussie shepherd doodle. I don't know what it's
I can called. Always just switch it up and do potbelly pig.
Dude, that would be awesome. And
they're
going
to get bigger than you think, though.
Well, so what? And then you take them everywhere?
What, Amy?
Oh, it's a mini Aussie doodle, and now I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God. Aussie doodle. Let me see what it looks like.
Okay.
Let me see the mini Aussie doodle. Yeah, I'm just not a big poodle guy.
Well, that isn't... It still looks like Aussie, though.
Yeah, but
it
I
just
know my heart
it just,
poodle
it
in there.
It just makes it hypoallergenic. That's all the poo does.
Hey, you know what I had as a kid?
The poo
all
or the doodle.
The poo does.
The poo part or the doodle part, it just makes it, like, not shed.
What, Eddie?
I had a ferret growing up. Like, you would love a ferret.
I don't want a ferret.
Okay, no.
I had hairless rats for a while.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And what would you do with those?
Play with them and let them out of the cage. They were kind of disgusting. They were big. But then I traveled so much, a listener took them. I was like, I can't take care of them.
Wow.
And you had to really take care of them. And a listener took them.
Well, I don't really picture
Bobby,
you having a hairless
what
rat.
What if we got sisters, French Bulldog sisters from a rescue, possibly? There's two. Never really.
Do you see them?
Like, no, just how cute would they be if they matched and we could like... You know,
I don't want a girl dog.
Why? No, you need a girl dog.
He needs
please.
A buddy.
No.
I need like a dude.
No.
I need like a
he needs
buddy.
A real
especially
girl
if you get
and
one
then
of these,
a dude dog.
Especially
I'm not getting a girl dog.
No, I don't want to see its balls.
What?
I don't like boy parts
you
on dogs.
You can get rid of those.
You know when I had to...
He won't. Bobby won't.
Well, I
he
struggle won't. With Dusty and neutering
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he won't. That's why.
Dusty was never neutered?
He was later in life. Okay. When he got, and so I had to do it when he was basically like... 30.
That's
just
mean.
Maybe
I
when
know.
You
that's
already.
Mean.
But he had cancer first time.
Maybe when you already get the rescue dog, it'll be neutered.
I'm assuming
okay.
It will be.
Good. Because I just knew Bobby won't do that. And then like,
I struggle. I was like, I wouldn't do that to Eddie. Or I'd do that
thank
to Dusty.
You. I appreciate that.
Are you chopped?
Excuse me?
Are you?
No, I am not neutered.
No, his wife got her tubes
she
tied.
She did. Because she had a C-section, so it was like a two-for-one deal.
Oh, yeah, I
deal.
Forget you always do the thing. Oh, yeah, because.
The two-for-one deal.
Yeah,
I had a friend that
her.
Went in to get his vasectomy, and they could only get one of his balls, and the other one they had to let still out.
So what's the point of that?
Well, he got to go back.
Oh, wow.
And so he had to deal with like not being able to walk around for a bit, and it wasn't even done.
It was halfway done.
I had a friend that got an infection after one, and it was like
this.
Real bad. They were, my friend was just in town last weekend, her and her husband, and they were talking all about it. And he was like, worst decision of my life. He's like, worst decision of my life. I was like, oh man, sucks to be you. Because how often does that happen?
All right. I'm yawning. It's already time to go.
Okay. Cool. Bobby's yawning.
Been a long week.
I'm looking at French bulldogs over here, just loving life. I mean, look at this one. You need that one.
I mean, they all are cute.
They're all really cute.
I know, but I just... They're all cute. That one has a red collar, so it makes me think of you. A red collar with spikes.
That's how I make my decision what collar the dog's wearing. Nothing else.
Well, how in the world? I mean, no, you're just going to... I mean, if you're rescuing, you just got to probably take what's available, but...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, we're good. Here's Friday's show. Oh, shoulder hurts. I woke up like three times last night. Just going, what's happening? Why am I waking up?
Well, it was storming. Did that wake you up?
No.
No.
I just wake up randomly. And now I got to go. I'm going back to California for 4 days. So it's like...
You're going to get off again.
Off,
yeah.
I just stay off. Yeah. The time zones and then all the flying. Blech. It's good. I said, I'm happy for it.
You say, blah, but you're...
It's a good blah. But 1 month, I mean, Idol's on for four more weeks, I think. May 18th is the finale.
We should just move to California, man.
Wait, hold on. I was looking at that the other day because I was like, May 18th, because...
I believe that's the finale.
But May 18th is a Saturday.
Oh, well, it's not May 18th.
So
everybody's tuned in. May 19th. All right, on the 19th, I have Idol live show. On the 26th, I have possible pool party.
At the house?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's Memorial Day.
Because it's the Sunday before Memorial Day.
So Idol's ending on Sunday, not Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do I want to have a party?
It's in your calendar.
It's possible. I left it there because the DJ called me and was like, hey, do you want my services again?
Oh, he's so smart.
That's smart of him.
What a smart move by him. Yeah. Just contacting the client and be like, hey, I know we did this last year. You want to do it again?
I was thinking about it anyway, but it's just like, then I get all in my head about who's going to come, who's not going to come.
I think I'm out that weekend, but...
See? Amy's already out.
But you should... Well, because I might go to Haiti, but you should do it.
Because
of the wonderful things she does.
There you go.
It'll be my first time back since adopting, so...
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last one was awesome.
Yeah, people loved it. Eddie could grill again.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot of work, but it was fun. And a lot of people showed up.
It was fun. And how often do I use my pool?
Never.
Never. It just sits back there.
Well, now that the weather's getting better, you'll...
Amy, I had it last year. I jumped in it like twice. I mostly just jumped in it for Instagram.
Then you got back out.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, let me just take a picture on Instagram. All
right. And then you go back to your room.
Oh, is that funny to you? Dang. All right. Here's today's show. I appreciate everybody for hanging out. And Friday, April 19th show. Away we go.
Graduation season just around the corner. Turn to Job Genius for free advice on job searching, resume writing, interviewing, and tips to ace your first day on the job. Visit expresspros.com/jobgenius. Do that today or search Job Genius on YouTube. Let this educational video series be your guide to entering the workforce. Job Genius is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, a leading staffing company that employs more than 500,000 people a year. Express offers good paying jobs and more than 85,000 companies, including roles such as customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. Apply now at expresspros.com and call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. An Express associate said, Express is the best. I recommend it to everybody I know. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Don't do it alone. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing good, dude.
Yeah, I'm good. You ready for the quote of the day?
Yeah.
We'll start off with this. You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. What's that mean to you?
Well, I don't know if it's telling you to be relaxed so that you can engage with others.
It's saying you can't move forward if you have a closed mind, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, sort of what I was saying.
Yeah, sort of.
You can't engage and shake hands with others if you're all uptight.
It's like if you're standing still, you can't grow. It's that type of thing.
Okay.
It's like, are you willing to kind of let go of the things that have tethered you for a while so you can continue moving forward?
Gotcha.
That is an Indian politician. First and only... Indian Prime Minister, female Indira Gandhi. There you go. You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. Read that this morning. I don't know if I'm going to keep this segment where I read the quotes, but we tried this week.
Hey, I like it.
I don't know if I just should just talk about it instead of going over and letting people try to figure it out. It's not. We shouldn't make it a riddle.
Okay.
Well, I like it when you explain what it is, though. Sometimes I don't get it.
Yeah, you could just
explain. I know. Well, it's a work in progress. Okay. You know, leave us alone. Okay, Eddie?
Okay.
Come on over here. Let's see, we're good. Let's go over to Trisha. Trisha in Maryland, how are you?
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What's going on with you?
I just wanted to let you guys know that I've listened to, for a while. I was kind of like a slow listener at first, but kind of become addicted to the show. You and Eddie and Lunchbox and Amy, you've kind of like, I don't know, you're like extended family.
We're
kind
like,
of laugh with you guys and cry with you guys.
We're like a slow-moving virus. We've kind of taken you over, or maybe a fungus, maybe?
But a good fungus, good fungus.
So what is it about the show that you were kind of like, I don't know at first, but now you're into?
Okay, to be honest, I really loved my DJ before, so when you guys came on, I was like, dang it, you know, what's the show? Really, mm-hmm. Seriously? So me and my girls, we were kind of mad at first, but then, I don't know, we listened, and it was pretty cool.
It's always hard to switch, regardless of how good or bad another show is. Like, when you spend time with somebody every morning or every afternoon, or if it's a TV show, you know, like a... like Good Morning America, and they switch out anchor. It's always weird.
Mm-hmm. Because, it was really hard.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know. What station do you listen to us on?
98.7 WMZQ.
We've been on there for like 4 years.
Yeah, and I've listened since you started. It's just, you know, every time
it's taken that long, Trisha. It's taken you 4 years to be a friend of ours.
They're still there.
Holy
and then, you know,
cow.
Amy went through the adoption. You know, I listened for a long time when Amy was trying to get the kids, and, you know, we're pulling for Amy, and Lunchbox, he's always crazy.
Trisha's like, you know, I'm when you're 18 years old, Bobby, your birthday. You know, I've been listening ever since. That's crazy. Well, listen, I'm happy to have you.
I'm very happy to have you guys. Hey, yeah. And I've got a dog recommendation for you.
All right, go ahead. Let her rip.
A cockapoo. Cockapoo. They don't shed. They're small. They're cuddly.
Here's why I can't have a cockapoo. Just like all those syllables. Yeah, I can't. I'd have to rename it to the nose.
Okay, great.
It's like two words I don't even like saying, but both of them.
I got it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, just, I'm not going to say that all the time. What's your dog? Cockapoo? Nope. Not going to be happening. Hey, Trisha, thank you. Really, I hope you have a wonderful morning. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And we'll try to be a better show. If it takes 4 years to be our friend, we got to do better, you know?
No. It's hard to get through to you. So, no, I've been a fan for quite a long time now, I promise you.
Okay, well, I've been hearing that from the ladies for a long time. It's hard to get through to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Amy?
True.
There you go. All right. Got some stuff to improve on. The show, obviously. You guys let me know if you want me to continue with the quote of the day. I can streamline that a bit.
I think that we should.
We'll give it one more week?
I'm down for that.
Because I think it'd be good if I just kind of get it, you know?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So at the Nashville Sounds minor league baseball game, last night our producer Eddie sang the national anthem. Now, his goal was never to sing the national anthem.
Correct.
But we had you do it on the air one day.
Yeah.
We were surprised at how fantastic you did. And then you sent off a tape, and they said yes. And last night... we did it.
It happened.
And by we, I mean, we were all there. Yes. Eddie was there. It was fantastic. But I'll play it for you. Eddie really hasn't heard this version of
it. Nope.
So let's hear it back.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
streaming and rocking,
All right, how'd you feel?
Good. I mean, I'd never sang the national anthem. And one of the things I noticed when I was singing it, it just like popped in my head, was I've never not faced the crowd when I'm singing in front of people and I'm just staring at the flag. And that was like a real ease feeling, like a feeling of calm, like where like I'm just singing to the flag right now. There's no one really paying attention.
I really enjoyed when you started to feel yourself a little bit.
Yeah, did you notice that?
You got in your groove. I think I have it here. I tried to remember the time, and you got in your groove. You're tracking it. Sometimes you jump a little ahead, then you found your pocket, right?
Yeah.
And here we go. Right there when you first started to feel it, okay. Where you did a little run, where you're like, "To the night,"
yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, he's in it now. Like he didn't come to play. He's singing now. Here it again." There's your first run. There's your first run right there. I like that first run.
So
that's
bad.
When I knew he had it. He was closing the shop with that one. He was like, through the night.
Yeah.
He like changed like a little bit. Like, it's just like twinkle toed on the key a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I wish I could find the spot where you just jumped, where you did change. It felt like you changed keys completely. Hold on. Here we go. Now a little flat down.
No, I
felt like you weren't committed. I felt like you would have hit it if you just committed.
I was not going to do that, and I felt it. I was like, I'm here. Let's just do it.
I felt like you didn't commit enough right there. Like I felt like you could have been a little more American.
You just
let it rip.
Okay,
Bobby's mentor side is coming through.
I
right
appreciate
now.
The criticism.
It's not criticism. I loved it. I loved your performance. You go. You hit it good here too. You come up and you sweep. Here we go. Oh, here it is. There it comes. There it goes. Oh, there it is.
Come on. You're really dissecting this.
That's good.
I love it.
Dude, I was sitting there so proud of you as you were singing it. I'm watching you. I had to, like, not jump up and down as I was standing there.
All the land of the free.
I'm proud of you for not chasing that one.
They go, hey!
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go. Come on.
I'll tell you something. When you hit that banner yet wave, and you're like, that's it. Now it's just take it home.
Home stretch.
It's the best feeling. Like, I made it this far. I can't mess this part up.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Bones.
I was like a proud cousin brother.
And then Bones comes out of nowhere and gives me a big hug.
I'm so proud of you.
Like, look at it.
This is a fight I have with Eddie all the time, because we're in a band. We're in a comedy duo called the Raging Idiots. And I'm like, Eddie, you should sing more. And he's like, I don't want to sing more. People only here to hear you sing. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. They're just here for the experience. So I loved it. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys were all there. Like, that was really the best.
It was fun.
Because afterwards, I got to see all you guys, and everyone was there to support, and I felt really special.
Amy, what'd you think?
I thought you did great. I mean, it's really hard to do, and you didn't, like, there was nothing that was off about it. To me, I thought it was great, because I know how, like, the delay, it's so bizarre to hear yourself later, and I don't know. I thought you did really good, and watching your wife was so proud, and your kids were watching you, and I got to hold your little foster baby while you were singing, so that your wife could, like, focus.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, so it was really special.
Lunchbox?
Whoa, Eddie, when you first started out, I was like, this is going to be a disaster. You sounded so nervous the first few notes. But then you really went for it, and the crowd really appreciated you.
He did go for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I'm glad you went for it, because I was worried it was going to be that nerves the whole time. I was like, oh, no, but you got it together.
There wasn't ever a moment where we were like, ooh, no?
There was a moment where I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. It was never that emoji face that's like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
We're here for him.
Yeah. Next stop, Super Bowl.
Great job, bud.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Oh, yes, our producer Raymundo always sitting in the glass room. He's been gathering the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Facebook said millions of Instagram passwords have been exposed. Your account info was stored in plain sight, and employees could have seen it. In Connecticut, a bobcat attacked a golfer while he was playing around a golf. The bobcat has been captured, and the man is hospitalized. In other news, multiple tornadoes hit Mississippi. Luckily, no injuries have been reported and minor damage.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
If you're listening to us live, you're up early, and so, I don't know, I just imagine most people are like me, and they wake up like this every day. Ugh. I know all aren't,
But man, when I wake up early, which is every weekday, I'm just like, ugh. And so what I have here is a story. These are the most common myths about sleep. Things that we think that are true that really aren't true.
Okay.
Number one, 5 hours of sleep a night is fine. It's not true. Like, you can't even talk yourself into that, they say. It's the most dangerous myth about sleep because study after study shows that regularly getting less than 5 hours increases your risk of heart disease and early death.
Oh, wow.
Like, sleep is so much, and I'm a hypocrite because a lot of times I don't sleep enough, but I know I just don't do it.
Right, you want to sleep.
Absolutely.
You're not like
I'm asleep right now, actually.
Up.
Glad you guys asked.
you just have stuff going on.
Number two, it's great to be able to fall asleep anywhere, anytime. People that do that, man, I'm just so jealous of them. And I think Lunchbox is able to fall asleep anywhere. Everyone's jealous, people who can fall asleep on a plane before you take off, but with most people, it's a sign you're not well-rested in general, meaning your quality of sleep is not good. So if you're able to fall asleep quickly, that's not normal.
Oh. That's so odd, because Lunchbox is like the most well-rested person we know.
I sleep all the time.
He sleeps at night, he takes naps, he falls asleep anywhere.
Myth number three, your brain and body can adapt to less sleep. That's also not true. So if you're getting, you know, anything less than 5.5-6 hours, your mind and body are suffering. You also can't catch up on sleep. That's a myth. Like, once you miss it, you just miss it. There's no catching up on it.
Okay.
Snoring is annoying but harmless, which is not true. That's a myth. Loud snoring is most of the times a sign of sleep apnea. You can also hear pauses in breathing. And finally, drinking alcohol helps you sleep better. Do you guys think that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not as rested, but you crash.
That's exactly it.
Oh. Hmm.
It can help you fall asleep. But you do not get deep sleep when you've been drinking. So you'll most likely wake up feeling tired if you drink and it makes you fall asleep.
Shoot.
Why? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't always, but I like to have a glass of
stammering?
Wine before bed. Because it sounds really bad. It sounds like I'm like, dang it. I like to drink every night.
Yeah.
So it's not always, but I like to unwind with a glass of wine before bed. And I feel like it does help me sleep. But if it's affecting my REM cycle, then it's probably not worth it. Bobby Boone,
come on. The new thing on social media is the Shell On Challenge. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's where you video yourself eating something with the, quote, shell on. So that can mean anything. It can mean a peanut, shell and all.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Which is where it started. But it also includes people eating bananas with the peel on, oranges with the peel on.
Ugh.
Or, and they get a little more dynamic, sandwiches with plastic wrap, and you eat the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Or one of my favorites. This is the dumbest thing. Candy bars with a wrapper.
Oh,
they just buy a Snickers bar and just eat the whole thing.
That's not good.
Like, on the good side, we haven't seen anybody die from this yet.
Okay, well, then somebody should do it. On here, not
do you
me.
Know what we should do?
Yeah, like you, Amy?
This is what we should do. We should put everybody's name in a bucket.
Oh, gosh.
Draw it, and then, like, spin the wheel of food, and whatever it lands on, that person has to eat that thing shell on. I have to.
You guys wanna.
My favorite is Amy suggesting we do it. And
right.
Not me.
Well.
Isn't that funny? The shell on. I also saw this food fight at school where the students are now facing, like, for real charges because the food fight turned into a riot.
Oh, no.
Love it.
You ever? No, this is like a real thing. 10 students have been charged because it turned into a riot. There were concussions because the food turned into fist fights. Police say the fight was planned and shared on social media. 15 to 17, rioting in the first degree, reckless endangerment, assault on a police officer. Hundreds of students ran out of the school throwing eggs. It was an organized food fight, but then it got out of control. I'd never been a part of a real food fight. You guys ever?
No.
Like someone like throw food, but where it's like on the movies, food fight.
Yeah.
No, never anything like that. We should start one.
Lunchbox was in a bar fight once.
I mean,
first time ever, right?
The first time I ever went out, I turned 18, and we go to Bob Popular's on 6th Street in Austin. I've never seen a fight like this. It was in the pool hall room upstairs.
First time ever in a bar.
First time ever. 18, because it was an 18 and up place. And people were breaking pool cues over each other, knocking over pool tables. People were coming from other rooms and jumping into the fight. And I told myself, if this is what it's like to go out, I am going out every single night. This is amazing.
Isn't that funny? Like the first time you go out.
Yeah. Cause
and that's what you see.
I've never seen a crazy fight like that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh.
Have you seen one since?
Oh, I've seen a lot of
crazy. No, but like a big one like that.
Not that big.
Yeah.
No.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
A mom and her 2-year-old son are enjoying a walk in San Francisco in the neighborhood, holding hands, walking down the sidewalk, when some guy comes up and snatches the 2-year-old, takes off running. Strangers run and tackle the dude and stop the kidnapping.
That's crazy that would actually happen. You hear about it, but you never hear about really people running, grabbing kids. That's crazy.
Yeah, snatched the 2-year-old, got about half a block before strangers were able to tackle him to the ground.
Just run up and grab a kid? I would have probably taken some extra shots, too.
Oh, they got to give him a couple extra knees and the ribs. And
right?
Yeah.
I'm sure the mom is yelling.
Screaming.
Like, that's my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, good on those strangers for jumping in when
they... Yeah, so the guy was arrested.
Yeah. Wow, there you have it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cairo, New York. A 34-year-old woman was driving along when all of a sudden a little spider crawls up on the steering wheel. Instead of calmly pulling over or swatting the spider away, she screams, takes her hands off the wheel.
Oh, no. I can't hate her for this, though. I know she wrecked, probably, right?
Loses control of the car into a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds dumb, but just think if there's this, like, a spider or a snake crawling on you. You don't think.
Yeah.
You're just reacting, and you go, ah! I probably wouldn't. I would think I would be more composed. But still,
So she injured her leg, totaled the car, and police posted a picture of the car on Facebook and said, listen, we understand you're scared of creatures, but please try to pull over to a safe place and be mature about it.
I don't think it's a maturity thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's mature.
I kind of feel bad for her.
Responsible.
Luckily, she didn't hit anybody else.
Right.
But Lunchbox, you're so scared of snakes.
No, a snake is totally a little spider.
But a little bitty snake. What about a little bitty snake? No, snakes don't really scare.
You can't crush a snake like that.
But let's say the snake is in your car and you're driving. Are you going to be mature?
Yes.
But let's say it's at your feet, right?
I'm stomping on it.
But that's not what you want to do. You get just pull over calmly.
Okay.
Would you do that, or would you probably just stomp until you crushed a tree?
No, he'd scream.
Yeah. Ah!
Mm-hmm. You guys don't know me. I'd be like, get out of my car. And
okay.
No, I'd probably crash into a tree.
My point is, it's dumb.
But you don't take your hands off the wheel.
You don't think you do until, you just don't know yourself until you come into a bit of pressure. Anyway, there you go. There's your bonehead today.
Yeah, so she's looking for a new car. I'm Lunchbox, and no word on the spot if the spider survived the crash.
I'm going to bet it did.
Probably.
Yeah. They usually do.
I bet after the crash fire, right under the woods.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, has 2 sons of his own, and you foster 2 children. So you have 4 kids in the house.
Yes, all boys.
So how's that going?
It's good. You know, I think we're at the point now where we're still learning, obviously, but it's controlled chaos.
4 boys. Yeah, that's going to be crazy for your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And yes, for my wife, because I work and I leave for hours, and then I'll come back and she still has it under control. And I told her the other day, I'm like, I'm really proud of you. Like, you're awesome. The fact that she's able to do that is just great. And we're really soaking it all in. We're loving it. My kids are loving it. So everything's going well.
So are you spending any valuable time?
Well, yeah, I found out that one of the kids that we have, he just loves sports. I don't even know if he even knew that he loved sports. And so, yes, we bought him a glove. He's in soccer now. I mean, he's full on sports. He watches sports with me at night. Quality time with all the kids. And both one of my kids and one of the foster kids that I have, they're just besties. They're around the same age. And so they just hang out. As soon as my kid gets home from school, they just start hanging out until the moment they fall asleep.
Are you spending any one-on-one time?
Yes, because my kids go to school. Like I said, I bought the baseball glove for this other kid, our foster kid, and I throw catch with him. We catch the ball, we go in the backyard, and we play baseball. And the other day, we were just like throwing the ball back and forth, and he looks at me and goes, Eddie, can I tell you something? I'm like, yeah, what's up, bub? He goes, I love you.
Oh.
And I go, well, I love you too. And it was just a moment that I did not expect was coming at all. And man, I got got me. Like I couldn't believe it. And I'm so happy that my wife and I can provide that kind of home for them. Like that they know what love is and they can feel the love within our house and us. And it was a moment, man. It really was. Like I'm finally understanding what fostering and adoption and all of this is all about.
Yeah.
Slowly just like I said, when we first started doing this, I didn't really know if it was for us, was for me. Never thought I would do something like this. And then just every day something like this happens and something else. And I'm thinking, wow, like, all right, I get it. This is why we do what we do.
So I always felt like, and you didn't lead me to feel this way, that you would eventually be like, hey, I just want to adopt these kids if it doesn't work out with their parents.
Yeah, I'm still like, no, we're following the path that we chose. I think my wife said the other day, she said, you're like, I'm with you. I'm with you. We're still on the path. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But people do change sometimes. And I'm like, I know. Maybe we'll change when that time gets there. But right now, I'm trying to hold steady on our path.
That's a great story, though.
Yeah,
look at you.
That's super special.
Now, not to switch it up in a bad way, because I think the story ends up okay. But do you see the Jason Biggs? What movie he was in last
American
time?
Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah. Him and his wife, they have a five-year-old. They dropped the five-year-old and broke his skull, like fractured his skull.
Oh. Ooh.
And so they had to post on Instagram. His wife posted, on Saturday evening, I dropped my son on his head, causing him to fracture his skull, landed in the ICU. He's home. He's recovering nicely. She goes, my heart goes out to all the parents who have or will ever find themselves in this kind of position. You are not alone. And her whole thing was, people are probably doing this all the time and they're not telling anybody else about it because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like dropping your kids. You ever drop your kid?
I have dropped my niece when she was a baby, big time. Bad. Twice.
Twice, okay.
But she's like 15 now, and so far everything's fine. But there were some real concerns. Like, I had to call my mom over to, like, check, like, her, make sure her eyes were okay. But my kids, I have, they're bigger, so I didn't really have to carry them. But when my niece is a baby and I was babysitting.
Lunchbox, drop your baby?
No. I mean, I let him roll off the couch. That was the one time.
You let him, but that was an accident.
Well, yes. I mean, I wasn't paying attention when I should have been, and I walked away, and I didn't realize he could roll, and he rolled, and that was his first bruise on his head was when he fell off the couch, and it was all on me.
But then your wife hurt him, too.
Yeah, she nailed the wall.
And you liked that.
Yeah, because then we were even one bruise to one bruise.
There you go.
She took the corner too tight. Boom! I said, yeah, we're even. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday. Okay. So did you know that Baby One More Time was originally offered to TLC, but they turned it down? So then it went to Britney Spears.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Huh. I knew she didn't write it, but that's a lot of the case in pop. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't write an offer to TLC.
But this was the first, this is how we were introduced to Britney, and she was like in the schoolgirl outfit.
I used to play play it on the radio back when I was a teenager.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. You know what her second single was?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I run.
Oh, good one.
Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared. I think it was. All right, what else you got?
So the guy who invented the revolving door came up with it because he hated having to open doors for women.
What?
Fun Fact Friday. Isn't that weird?
It's just a strange, or innovative. A strange thing for that guy. It's like,
and like, why put that out there? Just invent it, you know? And be like, well, I'm tired of opening doors for women. They can open their own door.
He had to make it known. That's why. Just invent it.
It's very bitter.
It was like the whole wedding ring story we talked about yesterday. Like, okay, so you got an engagement ring and you designed it for your last girl. You don't have to tell your new girl.
Yeah.
Just give her the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes. Yes. Good for him.
Do you know the world's most shoplifted book?
The Bible.
Oh, you knew that. You knew.
Yeah.
Why can you say, yes, I know? Anybody else want to guess?
I was mostly guessing. Well, someone fact check my sometimes, too, by the way, because I don't want it to be wrong and listeners hit me up.
Oh, Britney Spears.
To the second single.
Okay.
No, sometimes before that. I would almost guarantee that. What was that? What?
The Bible. It's the world's most shoplifted book.
What?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, one more Fun Fact Friday. In every episode of Seinfeld, there's a Superman somewhere. It was revealed in like some Seinfeld DVD commentary that Jerry was a huge Superman fan, and he would hide a reference in every episode.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a good one. By the way, I'm pretty excited. But speaking of random, meaning random things, we did a trivia when Bobby's Money. I did pretty good. I watched it back.
Yeah.
Good. You were fast.
You smoked them.
I'm pretty quick. I missed the Tamagotchi one, and then it popped up on my Reddit feed, oddly.
Weird.
Like, because I follow a 90s thread of things. Yeah. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so shout out to this Arkansas woman known as Granny Hulk. She broke a world record for deadlifting just 3 months shy of her 70th birthday. Her name is Cherie Mobley, and she broke a world record for deadlift in her class and division when she hoisted 305 pounds.
How old is she?
She's turning 70 in July.
She deadlifted 300 pounds. That's what your husband's on the wall for at Bowie High School.
That's right. That's his Uncle Rico moment, is that he's still up at the high school for some deadlift record. And she weighs 123 pounds. She's tiny.
Wow, and she's almost 70. Yeah, good for
her. Get this. So this is motivation for everyone, because she didn't start lifting weights until 60 to offset osteoporosis. And now look at her. She sees age as a mindset.
Good for her.
So there you go.
I'm scared of it.
What's your motivation for the weekend? And I just thought this was funny, because the most common DIY strategy for millennials these days is, which don't know what DIY is.
Do it yourself?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The most common thing that they do if they're trying to fix something themselves, call their dad.
No.
So like these days now, when something breaks, we don't know how to fix it. We just call our parents or we call a professional. A lot, like rarely is someone like these days or the young people trying to just fix it themselves. There's always like, there's an app for that. What's that app where they come and the handyman comes?
Tackle.
I use that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't have a dad, so.
Well,
I call the tackle guy. Hey, will you act like my dad? Well, if you come over and fix this, can I call you dad?
Can you call me son?
Yes. Can you pat me on the head?
This is so funny, but it's not.
By the way, Mike D, fact check me. Britney Spears' second single ever released was?
Sometimes.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
I want to make sure I'm right.
You're so smart.
We didn't think you were wrong.
I know. I didn't either, but I don't, you know.
I mean, you're rarely
wrong. It didn't matter that much to me. Okay, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Boneshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Morgan Evans recorded a mashup of his song Day Drunk with Dan and Shay's song Tequila, calling it Day Drunk on Tequila. Here's a clip.
I'm thinking happy hour on the hour, in the kitchen, in the shower, dancing tipsy, singing with me, baby, when I taste tequila.
Mary Morris says that her dream collaboration would be Beyonce, but she joked that Beyonce would definitely be having a dry spell if she was ever going to collaborate with her. Sheryl Crow just released a new version of her song Redemption Day from her 1996 self-titled album, and it's with Johnny Cash. He recorded his version of the song before his death in 2003 for his posthumous album release, American 4 Ain't No Grave.
And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for Redemption Day.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Bones. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this Montana dad, father of three. He says that he was spurred to lose 100 pounds when he noticed he couldn't keep up with his three kids. They went on a hike and he was 290 pounds and he was like, couldn't breathe, couldn't do anything that they were doing. And it was a struggle. So he was like, you know what? I need to lose this weight so I can like do things with my kids. And boom, he went on a journey, lost 100 pounds. He now hikes like 2 hours a day, goes to the gym,
hiking,
completely cut out booze. And he did that same trail. He can do that same trail now that, you know, used to really like was a struggle for him. And he can do it now without winding him or stopping him. And he's all good to go.
Well, good for him. I'm not a hiker. Maybe because that's all I did my whole life as a kid was walk in the freaking woods and mountains. Like, that's all I did.
Yeah, so
I have
not
no
into it.
Interest in hiking.
That's so weird. I love it.
I don't even like walking places. Like, I will exercise and do all of that, or I just don't want to do it at all. But I'm not a hiker.
But you're not into the whole nature thing, like with being.
Amy, I was so baptized by nature the first 17 years of my life. Mm-hmm. I just am not interested in going to walk through the woods or mountains. Like, I'd take a bird scooter or whatever.
Oh, yeah, in the city.
No, it'd have to be a city. Or like a four-wheeler. They don't even call them four-wheelers anymore. They call them ATVs. Mm. Yeah. Well, we used to have a three-wheeler back in the day.
Those are dangerous.
Well, yeah. And I don't even know. I should get Arkansas Keith on soon and talk to him.
Oh, yeah. I miss him. It's been a minute.
But good for him. Lost 100 pounds. I've been doing it riding this bike. And I do this bike in this online class. And you, like, the instructor, like, you race other people, basically. Or at least I feel that way. They may not know they're racing me, but I'm racing everybody in the class. And it's like thousands of people that do it at once. I just want for once them to recognize me as doing a good job. They never shout me out, ever. And not like shout out the guy from the radio, but like I'm crushing it. Workout after workout, they never go. I think my name's like, let me look at my username. It's like Bobby Bones, I think is my username. So they're not gonna know it's me because they don't care. They're in New York. But wouldn't it be cool if they were like, "Hey, look at this guy. I'm seeking approval so hard on this bike."
Yeah, I wonder how fast you have to go to get recognized.
I don't know. They had like 2,000 people in the class the other day, and I finished like 100th and over 2,000.
Pretty good. That's really
that's
good.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's like the top. It's like top 5%, yeah. Right? And I'm not a cycler. My name is
cyclist
Bobby Bones. Yes,
yeah. Cycler.
And I just want them to go, "Hey, big shout out to Bobby Bones. You're doing a great job today." They never shout me out.
Do they do that for other
every
people?
Every people. It sounds like
really?
Everybody.
Really? Yeah. So maybe they're doing like the top 10. You got to get faster.
No, but sometimes I'll just do randoms. And they didn't do it on my birthday.
Oh.
And they do birthday shout outs. And I purposely got on my birthday so they'd give me a shout out. And they didn't. And then I'm like when you do like your 10th ride or your 20th ride, they didn't do anything. And I sometimes even tag like the instructors when I do good. They don't do anything.
Your time will come.
I know. I just want to be acknowledged. Anyway. Tell me something good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did they call Mozart after he got buried in the ground?
What did they call Mozart after he was buried in the ground?
Decomposer.
A decomposer.
Dang.
A little dark.
Rest in peace.
You got another one that's a little lighter over there before John Michael Montgomery comes in?
No, that's a good one. Mozart, we didn't know him. This is a long time ago.
We didn't know him.
Not personally.
But, I mean, and it's funny because he's a composer.
But no, we
all decompose.
Yeah.
It's like
there you have it.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
John Michael Montgomery.
Hey, come on over here. Look at this guy. Come on over. Have a seat, my friend. We never met before.
You.
Look at this.
How you doing, Bobby?
Good. We are on the air right now. Look at you guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
What do your friends call you? They call you John Michael?
John Boy.
John Boy?
Yeah. My brother Eddie's called me John Boy since we were kids sleeping in the same room together and, you know, a little 2 or 3 room house, you know, in Kentucky there. And then that, of course, we always watched the Waltons growing up.
I know the Waltons. Good night, John Boy.
Oh, yeah. We watched that. We only had 3 stations, so that was one of the popular ones back in the 70s. But, all my golfing buddies calls me JM. Call me JM.
What would you like me to call you?
Huh?
Mr. Awesome? Can I call you Mr. Awesome?
Well, sure, man. I won't complain about that one, Ben.
John Michael Montgomery's here. It's really cool to meet you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You too.
Been a fan for a long time.
Well, I appreciate that. It's hard to believe it's, been 27 years on the road, coming out of the honky-tonks and nightclubs back in Kentucky. It's, Waylon Jennings I did a song of Waylon Jennings here back in the 90s, and of course, that famous thing he said, "If I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself."
Right.
You know? But it's been a wonderful trip, I tell you. So I appreciate you having me on your show, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm going to play a couple things here. I don't know if you want to listen on the headphones real quick for 1 second.
Yeah.
You don't have to, I know you got a cowboy hat on, so it's kind of tough, but if you put it up next to your ear, I got a lot of questions for you
here.
Why don't we start with this one?
Yeah.
Oh, he goes behind. I like that. It goes behind the cowboy hat.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. Okay, so I'm going to play this for you because this is you.
Okay.
I swear.
Right? Yeah.
That's you. You know you. Then this is not you.
And I swear.
It's all for one.
Yeah.
Now, the truth of this is you had the song first, right?
Yeah, it's a really funny story because Frank Myers and I was writing after I Love the Way You Love Me went number one, and I was celebrating that, so he pitched me that song on a cassette tape up in Kentucky. I cut it, put it out, and went to, ended up being, bigger than I Love the Way You Love Me and all that stuff. So I get called into the Atlantic Records, the head of Atlantic Records, Rick Blackburn, and he says, "Hey, they want to know, maybe you want to go pop with that song, And I was
if
like,
you wanted to go pop first.
And I was like, I'm good, And so he said, "Well, there's another group who wants to put it out. Atlantic Records in New York wants to put it out." And I said, "Hey, that sounds good to me." And about a month later, they come out with it. And what was funny, and I saw them at the next
few months later, I saw him at an Atlantic Records party here in Nashville, the All For One guys, and we got to talking about our next record, and I guess we both spit out the song, I Can Love You Like That.
Yeah.
And they looked at me, and they went, you're cutting that too? I said, yeah. I said, you're cutting that too? And like, so Steve Diamond was a co-writer on that, and you know, it worked out perfect. I mean,
that's crazy that you had a song that they cut, that just by itself, the whole story's weird and cool, but then it happens again. Then here you go. This is you. Now, on this one here, who cut it first?
Well, we actually did both of us the same time on that one. It was very cleverly played out by the publishing companies to pitch it to us both, and we both had albums we were working on coming out on Atlantic, and so we literally put it out on radio at the same time. I mean, and they both went up the charts at the same time. It was very cool to watch, actually. You know, both of those songs... I really felt like deserved to be able to be heard, you know, in the R&B pop format too, because they were, you know, obviously perfect for it. And I just didn't really, I wanted to be a country artist, and I didn't really want to cross over in, you know, I wanted to draw the line in the sand and just stay there. And I think it was better that they did those songs.
So did you ever get up and all you guys sing together, like all 5-1? Did you ever do a thing where you all was that ever at All For One?
No, I think we did do a little video of I Swear. We did a little, I sang a little part on it, and, you know, and everything like that. It's like the 20th anniversary or something here, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and we it was kind of a cool little video. And I think you might be able to find it on YouTube or something like that.
Look at this. John Michael Montgomery is here. Man. Hey, how you doing, boys?
Doing great, man.
A couple fellas here. What's your name, man?
I'm Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. Good to see you. What's your name?
I'm Rusty.
Hey, Rusty. Good to see you. Well, you guys want to play a song for us? You mind?
Well, yeah. We'll do one.
We got guitars here.
Yeah.
What are we going to play, John? Or JM or Mr. Awesome?
Well, you know, it's funny. This song here, it has become my most popular song. Used to be I Swear, but now a whole new generation of fans have been coming to see me, and I think because of karaoke and stuff like that, this is the song that I want to hear. It's called Sold the Grundy County Auction. You ought to sing it with me, Bob.
I'm not going to, because my listeners get mad whenever I ruin a song, but I will say this.
So if I throw a verse or a chorus at you, you ain't gonna take it on?
Amy would love. She's been waiting her whole life to do that. Keith Urban sang this together.
Well, you want to sing one of the choruses in?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I can if you want me to.
What's your?
I'm trying to play it cool because I mean.
Which one you want to do? You want us to do the
I'll just go when
long
I feel
black
it.
Dress or okay?
I have to know which one I can really know without any. I just got to feel.
Just
the
go
lyrics.
With your heart.
Just I'll go with my heart. I'll do what I did with Keith, whichever verse that is.
Okay. Oh. All right. Oh, here we go.
Well, hang on. I got a mic in my lap.
John Michael Montgomery has a mic in his
mic
lap.
Down,
I tore
mic
the
down.
Studio down.
Drop the mic.
All right.
There we are. Look at this guy. Got all the guitars. About to hear sold parentheses. I like the parentheses. I always see that in the Grundy County Auction incident. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, John Michael Montgomery here on the show. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Listen, that's
great job.
That's a fast song, and even Amy was going a little fast. I think I was like, they were like, oh boy, how's the tempo? Oh, is she not going to stop?
Hey, I tell you, it's funny. I mean, I saw Keith Urban do this song, and you talking about somebody who flies through it now.
Yeah.
He flies through it, and it's fun to see. I think Dirk Bentley does it too.
Everybody does it now.
Yeah, no, it's a fun song to see. I'm glad to see other artists doing it too, because I look forward to singing that song probably more at the end of the show than any of them. But the crowd.
Because the crowd could probably sing the whole thing for you.
Huh?
The crowd could probably sing the whole thing for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's fun to watch, you know, all of them, you know, just sing along with it. As a matter of fact, there's sometimes they sing it so loud that I can't even hear myself singing, but. It's good stuff, you know.
Look at this. John Michael Montgomery's here. I'm gonna play some clips and some songs. Hop on the microphone a little closer, John, if you don't mind. Okay, let's start with this one right here. Come on. We're going through my childhood here, John. What do you think about when you hear that one?
Oh, I think about how lucky I was to be able to, you know, get a record deal. I've been playing nightclubs and bars five nights a week for several years in the 80s. And Atlantic Records popped into Lexington, Kentucky, and they came by and they said, yeah, we were down the road here at this other place, and this waitress came up and said, the best singer in town's up at this other place, his name's John Michael Montgomery, and they said, we agree with her, and we'd like to give you a record deal. And so
wow.
And I was like, really? And of course, I was thinking, you know, I'll never see these guys ever again. They're going to leave town. And 2 weeks later, they came back up. And then Doug Johnson, who was the producer on that album, Life's a Dance, brought that song to me along with I Love the Way You Love Me and Beer and Bone. Yeah. Man, you got that down. That's pretty cool. You read my mind.
That's a good one.
Man, so then we talked about I Swear.
I Swear.
I bet this one, though, I hear. You got so many fast songs. It's like, I don't know how you keep all your breath.
Well, I tell you, I love doing, when you play nightclubs a lot, you got to keep the crowd entertained. And, you know, you want them to dance once in a while. You want them to slow dance, fast dance. You want them to cry, laugh, and all that. And so a lot of my albums, I love the tongue twister stuff, you know, and Be My Baby Tonight was my first attempt at that. And as a matter of fact, Atlantic Records, a lot of people, they didn't like that song. They thought it was too hokey. And I said, oh, no, people, you know, they're going to love this. And so when I came around and did So, they didn't argue with me at all. They got it, you know. But, you know, I was so blessed to be able to have so many wonderful songwriters pitch me, you know, some great songs. And, you know, I think probably I wrote some myself. You know, I Miss You a Little was probably one of my saddest ones I wrote because my father had passed away in 94 of prostate cancer, and he's my best friend, my mentor, you know, so I wrote that about him. But, you know, I was just – I couldn't believe the things that were happening to me. I, you know, was a pinch yourself every year, you know, and, you know, I just the 90s were obviously the best times of my life, no doubt about it, other than my kids growing up, obviously, you know. Which I have two 20-something-year-olds now, you know, that's in the music business. So they're doing great. So I have no complaints. I'm glad to be able to still be out here doing it.
If you got love. If you got love, you can move a mountain. Oh, yeah. Come on.
That's funny. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, believe it or not, that I enjoy singing. I tell people, you know, I had the positive love songs, you know, the up-tempo ones, you know, and I enjoy singing those just as much as I do the, you know, the ballads, like I Swear and everything, too.
And all these numbers, I got a whole list of number ones. I also got a whole list of dates, so you can go watch John Michael Montgomery. April 26th in Greenville, Texas. May 27th in Orem, Utah. Biloxi on June 1st. A lot of our cities. June 15th at the Grizzly Rose in Denver, Colorado. You ever played there, the Grizzly Rose?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. As a matter of fact, the Grizzly Rose has probably – I've been playing the Grizzly Rose for 20-something years. We always go back there, and that's one of my first stop offs. As a matter of fact, I think when you're a new artist, the Grizzly Rose needs to be on your list to play because it is truly one of a kind, you know. And, of course, and I love the Rocky Mountains when, you know, I love to go out to the Rocky Mountains, so that gives me a chance to go out there and enjoy that also.
Sold over 16 million albums. Look at you.
Yeah.
16,
well,
I can't even count that high.
Like I said, I mean, it's still hard to believe that all that happened to me, you know, because I was just a guy who loved to pick and sing. My mom and dad played music. My dad was a guitar player, singer. My mom played drums in his band and sang. And my brother Eddie, you know, Montgomery Gentry, you know, they used to get us up every weekend when we was 5, 6 years old, and we'd sing, you know, Elvis and stuff and everything. And we just loved the music, and we loved to sing it. And I had no idea that all this would happen to me one day. And, you know, like I said, sometimes everything happens for a reason, I guess.
Well, I got to say, too, I'm excited that you're here. I know you had vocal surgery.
Yeah.
And when did you start singing again? Like April, this month?
Yeah, literally. I took had 3 months off. I had a polyp removed. And
pretty scary,
you know,
huh?
Yeah, because you don't know how, you know, when you come back, if it's going to be as strong. You know, I'm being a little gentle with it right now because I'm one of them kind of guys that back in the 90s when I got my first hit, you know, I didn't say no to anything. It's like, tell me which way to go, you know. And I went, you know, I felt like I was invincible. I felt like my vocal cords were invincible. You know, but I also realize, you know, going out on the road is different than playing five nights a week in a bar. When you go out on the road, and I try to tell this to new artists all the time, and, you know, it's like you have to – I didn't know how to take care of my voice. So I went out there, and I did 1,000 interviews, and, you know, I took the honky-tonk show out on the road with me. I mean, you know, we had a fifth of whiskey in the back of the bus. I mean, you know, me and my brother, I mean, we all were honky-tonkers. And when you get out on the road, and it's a lot harder on you physically. And so I ended up, you know, paying for that a couple of times. You know, this ain't my first vocal surgery, you know. So, but, you know, you learn to, you know, when you go out on the road that you have limitations. You got to rest and learn how to take care of your voice and all that stuff. And it's been a learning curve for me. So, you know, had my ups and downs. And there was a time when I walked on stage, I was like, is it going to work tonight or not?
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, and sometimes it did, and then sometimes it didn't, you know, and you're like, you know, it's like the worst for a singer. It's the worst time of your life to go on stage not knowing if your vocal cords are going to work or not, you know what I mean? And especially when you have all these songs that you love to sing and you're like, I can't do them, you know, so, but, you know, you just kind of keep battling on, and, you know, I wish I had vocal cords of steel like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. I mean, them guys, man, I tell you, while you're talking about people that amazed me, because, you know, I got to know Merle Haggard back in the 90s, and he's a great guy, but I'm telling you, he had vocal cords. I mean, that guy was just unbelievable singer, you know, and he just you know, doing 100 shows a year. And Willie Nelson's still doing it. I mean, man, you know, those guys are, to me, incredible. Those are the guys I grew up watching, and you know, and everything. And hopefully, I'd like to be able to give Willie a run for his money. But I don't know anybody's going to be able to. What's he like? 82 or 83? I mean, hadn't been touring for what, 60, 70 years now? I mean, how unbelievable.
I don't even know what
that?
Willie looks like young. Like, I was, when I was born, Willie was already old and awesome and killing it as an old guy. I don't know young Willie.
One of my first songs I ever did in a talent contest was Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground. And I used to sit around, you know, and I mean, I love that song, still love it today, you know, and I used to imitate Willie, you know.
That's how I do it. I like this, yeah.
You know, me and Eddie, we'd take turns, and Eddie and I, we would do like, he could do Willie better than I, so then me and him started doing William Waylon, a long time forgotten, you know. I'd do that part and everything, and we just had a big old time. We still, when we get together once in a while, we'll do the, you know, Willie Waylon stuff. People love it, you know.
Eddie and I will do Eddie and Julio, because Eddie's Mexican. So I do Willie. I do Willie, and he does Julio. You know, yeah. So let me mention this real quick. I think it'd be a good plug for Walker. Like, say something about Walker for a second.
Walker is, he's been down here for about a year writing music and everything. He put
out. Son.
Yeah, my son, Walker, yeah. Walker Montgomery. And he wrote a song, this beautiful love song called I Heard It Here First, that's being played on CMT right now. And he loves the business. His, you know, I mean, I can see it in his eyes. He was, you know, like me and Eddie was. I mean, his love for the music and desire for it is incredible. So he comes down here. He lives down here now, really. And absolutely is a really good songwriter, good singer. And so he's been wearing it out down here and, you know, 20 years old. I mean, you know, and so the love that he has for it, I see in his eyes. I hope it works out for him.
John Michael Montgomery on Instagram, at John Michael Montgomery. And I appreciate you. And he's out on the road. I read a lot of the dates, but out making a living. Go support him.
Always. Yeah, always. Please come on out. You'll have a good time. I mean, you know, if there's one thing that people ask me, they go, when are you going to retire? You know, I'm like, you know, country music don't. Singers, they don't retire. They just kind of ride off in the sunset, you know. And I said, I'm just going to keep on keeping on till I can't keep on anymore. But getting on stage is still the drive of getting on stage and seeing the fans out there waiting to hear me sing my songs is always been the number one satisfaction, you know, since I played the club, since I was a kid. And as long as they keep coming and seeing me, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Love it. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate
it. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. All right, John Michael Montgomery, everybody. Bones. is Ben in Chicago. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm a vet up here in Chicago, a veteran, and Eddie killed it. It was awesome. I listened to that. Hand over my heart and everything. It was great.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you serving. And I appreciate Eddie for getting out there and singing, also knowing that we were going to play it back on the show. There wasn't just pressure of you singing it or you singing it in public. It was you singing it and then having it played back on the show.
Yeah, that's just how you roll. You would play it over and over.
It started as a bit on the show. But
that's cool that Ben enjoyed that.
Yeah, Ben, and I appreciate you taking the time to call up, man.
Hey, it was great. You guys are awesome and love listening to you.
Thanks, man. Have a good day. This is a funny story. You see this guy who bet his fiance about their baby name?
No, what did he bet her?
Well, so what happened was, he said, hey, if Tiger Woods wins the Masters, I want our baby to be named Tiger.
Oh, no.
And Tiger wasn't supposed to win the Masters. He wasn't the odds-on favorite. And his odds were probably a little better than they should have been just because he's Tiger Woods. But he ends up winning. And so, yeah, he won the bet.
So now, oh, no.
And so they'll be having a baby Tiger. The husband, Trey, has always loved the name Tiger. He's been trying to convince his wife. And so baby's due in September. And they got their name picked out. And Julian is a middle name. So Tiger Julian. Didn't say last name, huh?
That is awesome.
That's cute. I mean, I like the name Tiger, too.
The problem with that is it's like being named Elvis. Mm. You're always going to be... It's such a famous first name. If you name a kid Bobby, there's no famous Bobbies. You're just Bobby. Or Eddie.
Right. Just another name.
Or Amy. Now, if you name your kid...
Garth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, true. Is there any other Garth?
Well, from Wayne's World.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, you think of Garth Brooks.
But you're always going to be Tiger, and you're going to be expected to be a golfer, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, saw that. Hey, if you guys want to hop in on the show, feel free. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. This bachelorette party found a dead body in their Airbnb.
Whoa! Oh.
Did you guys see this one?
Woo!
In New Orleans, they found a body in their Airbnb. At first, they thought it was just another renter, but they soon realized, and they called 911, but they kept partying.
What?
They even drank a toast to him.
No, they didn't.
I swear to you, it's what the story says.
Well, you can't let it ruin your bachelorette party.
You can.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Yes, you can.
You can get out of there.
The bachelorette party got up to a bad start when several of the partygoers had flight problems. Then when they finally arrived at their accommodations, they noticed a man that the apartment was attached to the one they had rented was not moving, and it turns out he wasn't alive. He was sitting on a futon.
My gosh.
But they partied.
No, they didn't.
They did.
That is really bizarre.
They let it roll there. Yeah. I watched some more of that Beyonce documentary last night on Netflix when I got home. Have you seen any of it?
No, none.
It's so long. Morgan, number two, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah,
it's
I
two
did.
And a half hours.
It was so good, though.
It's
Is
good.
It weird that I'm like not as into Beyonce as a lot of people
I'm
are?
I'm not
like
into Beyonce so like much, but so... I like concert documentaries.
Okay.
And that's such a massive production. Okay. And I like Beyonce fine, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wasn't like yelling queen at my screen like Morgan number two was. I wasn't like Beychella or whatever it was last year. But it's pretty good. I watched up. There's a baseball one. It's up. It's called like the... What's it called? Eddie, I told you the name of it.
The one you were talking about?
Yeah.
Something with the... It's Bass?
Yeah.
Right? Bastards
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, baseball? Yeah. It's good. It's good, too, if you're a sports fan. It's a good one to watch.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Everybody complains about potholes popping up in the spring, but one man may have potholes to thank for saving his life. The guy is 59 years old. He was rushing to work. He had no... heart history, but all of a sudden as he's going to work, he starts to feel his heart do this, and he goes, uh-oh. So they're going, and his heart is just flying. The ambulance comes and picks him up. They hit a pothole, but the pothole, like, reset his body and reset his heart. It converted the patient's racing heart to normal rhythms.
What?
Because the whole truck went, boom!
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like, he was going to work. He said, I need an ambulance. Ambulance picks him up. Ambulance takes off to work, nails a pothole, and it shakes his body so hard that it reset his heart. Most of the time, you know, what they do is electric shock you. It does the same type of thing.
Right,
or it
now,
kind of scares you. You know,
now you just go over some potholes, maybe. It's probably rare.
I mean, I wouldn't chase that, but I thought that was cool. That was a good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Keith Urban song, You'll Think of Me, we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're talking about lyrics often misheard.
Take your cap and leave my sweater.
You know, and take your cap and leave my sweater. And so I text Keith Urban yesterday. I said, hey, what is it really? And he goes, I can read you the text, but he goes, it's cat. He goes, regardless of what the lyrics website say, it's take your cat and leave my sweater.
That makes more sense.
Does
like,
it?
Yeah, because first of all, I was like, what cap does she have?
He said cat. Ultimately, he always hated that stupid cat.
Yeah. And then he sent you a video of like.
Of him saying, not the hat,
the
and
cat.
Pointing at the cat.
He pointed
so
to
awesome.
The cat.
Yeah. And
so,
some of the blogs picked up Keith Urban sets Bobby Bones straight. No, I messaged Keith Urban and was like, hey, dude, what is this? We want to be right about this. So it's on my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see it. But it is cat. The lyric is cat.
And take your cat and leave my sweater, because we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better. But you'll think of me, you'll think of me.
Still a jam, huh?
Yeah.
So good.
Like are there any more of these lyrics that we're messing up that you can clarify for us with these artists?
Well, because the lyric sites are messing it up too, so then that's even
crazy.
More confusing.
Yeah, because on the Casey Musgraves, tie up your bow, take off your coat.
Yeah.
It's not bow. I thought it was boat, and everybody laughed at me, and I messaged her, and she said, it's boat. Tie up your boat.
Oh, tie up the boat, take off your coat, and take a look around. Everything is all right now.
Tie up the boat.
Straight from the source.
Boat.
Boat.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not even tequila from Dan and Shay.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
To kill ya?
Yeah, it's to kill ya. And when I come to kill ya, we have no idea.
Gotta set it straight. As Dan and Shay call in. Yeah, man, it's to kill you.
He's like, hey, man. Shay calls in and sings it to us. You know, we were kind of feeling morbid one night. Yeah, well, so anyway, I do. There's all that. Anything else? You know what I want to do real quick before I go to a song? I do want to do this because I like doing this on Fridays, the Flashback Friday, where this is from what year is this? Year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Flashback Friday!
All right, so on the year 2000, and this day on Flashback Friday, the biggest country song is.
How do you like me now?
Toby Keith, how do you like me now?
How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way. You think I'm crazy, standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
The biggest pop song is Maria Maria from Santana with the product GMB.
Maria, Maria, she reminds me of a West Side Story.
That's such a good song, huh?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing in pop culture was Christina Aguilera went on her first ever tour, and she had Destiny's Child as her opener. They were supposed to go out with NSYNC, and they bailed on NSYNC to go out with Christina Aguilera. That was real controversy back in the day. That was the year 2000. Here you go. This is from a text from 702. Bobby, the American dream, you're more like the American douche.
Oh, wow. They texted that too?
Yeah. See if that person will come on the phone.
That'll bring you back down. It's fine.
Oh, listen. I live down.
Yeah.
I live down.
Yeah. See you want to get them on the phone? Get them on the phone.
Yeah. See if you get them on the phone there.
I want to hear them say that out loud because people love typing things like
people
that.
People love
that. But then you get them on the phone, yeah. They'll be like, oh, I meant American.
Oh, autocorrect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But they have a point, though. That's why I felt weird saying it. But whatever.
Yeah, no. Are you going to vomit?
What is happening?
You have to be able to offer hope to other people and give them encouragement and motivation that it can be done.
That's
and
why
that's
I just
not
keep saying
douchey.
It.
704?
702.
702.
702. Yeah. I'm on the dating apps a little bit. I kind of got off, kind of got back on. Kind of got off, kind of got back on.
Mm-hmm.
But I read this woman, Natasha Reed, she gets on this profile and she's like, man, this guy's got it going on. And so she's like swiping through a bunch of his pictures and he's lounging around and he has an awesome house. And so it turns out he's in an IKEA. All of his pictures are him in an IKEA store in different rooms.
Oh my goodness.
Look at his cool kitchen.
Everything's
so decorated.
He's so stylishly put together. That's funny too. Like I would think if you didn't feel like he was lying, you would think that was funny and swipe him.
Right. Like he has a place, right?
I would hope he has a place.
Yeah, he probably lives somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
It's not IKEA.
I do love country music and the history of country music, which is why I've been given the nickname
country music's youngest historian.
So I love it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1980, for the first time ever, women held all top five positions on the country chart.
Wow, that's crazy.
39 years ago today, all female.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
80s, is that like that's Tammy Wynette?
Yeah, it's funny. Yes, and number five, Tammy Wynette, Two Story House, a duet with George Jones.
Now we live,
yes, we live in a two-story house.
Oh, what's grander?
At number four, Emmylou Harris, Beneath Still Waters. Wow.
Beneath Still Waters. There's a strong undertow.
At number three, Debbie Boone, Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again?
Are you on the road to loving me again? Did the trail of yellow brick come to an end?
At number two, Dottie West, A Lesson in Leaving.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson.
Jam, man.
Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around. Ooh.
Did someone come sing this on our studio recently?
I thought that. It sounds familiar.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in burden. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. It's not a secret. I don't know.
Oh.
All right. No.
You must have a secret project going. And then at number one, on this day in 1980, all five women were top of the country chart. Crystal Gayle, It's Like We Never Said Goodbye.
It's like we never said goodbye, love.
Oh, this music is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Additionally, all of the five singles eventually reached number one, with the exception of Two Story House, which went to number two only. And all the and of all the songs, only Debbie Boone's featured a female co-writer. This has not happened since. But anyway, I thought that that's pretty cool. All five of those top five songs were women singers.
Hey, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That was cool.
You're welcome. Over to Morgan number two with a little food world here.
It's time for Food World Num 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 with Morgan number two.
Krispy Kreme is releasing pineapple, key lime, and strawberry donut flavors for the summer, and they begin on May 6th.
I don't know that I like those.
I don't know.
Yeah, like walk me through the first one again.
It's a pineapple one.
I'm not big into pineapple donut. That's not.
You do like virgin pina coladas.
Yeah, but that's more coconut.
And pineapple.
Yeah, there's pineapple on it. But isn't that more coconut?
Pina colada.
What?
Pina is the pineapple and then colada is the coconut. But
I know, I get the two words.
Oh, okay.
But a pina colada tastes mostly like coconut.
And it's a drink.
There's a little pineapple on there. Listen, I have virgin pina coladas all the time.
You do.
What's the other one?
Key lime.
Not a donut.
No.
No.
It's not.
And then strawberry?
Yeah.
Maybe
a little bit.
Maybe.
Out of the three, that's the...
Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Just go with it. If you're going to go, just go with the straight ahead solid.
Yeah.
They have the best general donut.
Original.
Yeah,
the original glaze is just so good at Krispy Kreme. But when do those come out?
Now they come out May 6th, and they're off the menus June 16th, so limited time.
Get those key lime donuts while you can, folks. All right, Morgan number two, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
When we end this show, we turn our mics on and do the post-show, pre-show on the podcast, just so you know what I'll be starting with.
Okay.
Because we're over for the radio now.
Yeah.
But the story I'll be starting with in a second is a guy busted with 44 diamonds in his butt.
Whoa.
So we're going to go right to that story in a minute.
Why?
But off the air. Huh? Well, that's we'll talk about
okay.
it in the post-show,
I mean,
pre-show.
I guess you can't.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So check out the show if you miss any of today, and you can update on that. They did rank the best fast food chicken tenders, and I'll tell you whose is really good. Is Whataburgers. I like their chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
They did not make the list.
They didn't?
Chicken Express on there?
Mm.
No.
Jack in the Box at 10.
Oh, they're good.
KFC at 9. Dairy Queen at 8. McDonald's at 7. You know what? Gotta be honest. I don't know McDonald's at chicken tenders.
The little chicken nuggets.
No,
they have tenders.
Oh.
Okay. They have tenders?
Yeah.
I know they have nuggets.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
The chicken nuggets are very famous, Amy.
Yeah. They've had nuggets forever.
Sorry. My bad.
They have tenders.
I retract.
Arby's at 6, Church's at 5.
Ooh,
they are so good.
I've never had Church's.
You never had Church's chicken?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
There's one on, Chick-fil-A is at 4. They're good. And then here, Culver's at 3. But I'm going to tell you, Popeyes is so good there, too. I used to go every day. I used to work. I used to live in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, and drive to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Every day. And I would stop at Popeyes every day and get chicken tenders with that Mardi Gras mustard, a biscuit, and I would get the mashed potatoes. By the way, I was like 15 pounds heavier, too. Also had
I know. I literally was just thinking, when's the last time I had a chicken dinner?
I know.
And what flavor soda did you get?
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
It's always Mountain Dew. It was always Eddie, there wasn't water.
I know. I set you up for that.
There was just Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Eddie, I would do. I'd order all that, and then I'd get a Diet Coke. Duh.
No, duh. And number one, the best chicken tenders, Raising Cane's.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
I don't know if I've had enough Raising Cane's, though, to be able to classify that as my best. I guess we'd be on the road, or I'd be doing stand-up. I would stop at a Raising Cane's in the Southeast
a lot. We would dominate. Our whole band would go in there.
Yeah, you're right. We would. Good sweet tea. I remember that from Raising Cane's. That's it for us. Amy, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just normal weekend with the fam, and it's Easter, so I think we'll do some Easter egg hunting, which I don't know that my kids did that last year, their first Easter, but our church is having a little hunt after, so that'll be fun.
Should I bring your daughter's birthday present this weekend before I leave?
Yeah, I guess if you're not going to see her, that would be nice, if you can.
Her official birthday's...
Next Thursday. On April 25th.
I mean, I'll be back around. I have every week I'm splitting time between here and Los Angeles just until American Idol's over.
Mm-hmm.
I leave Saturday morning. I don't come back until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be doing the show, but yeah. What do you think? Should I give it to her before or after? I told her last night she had a present coming. Did she tell you?
Yeah, she told me. Of course she told me. She's like, Bobby says he has something for me. He'll see me soon because he has something for me.
And then she was like, your tattoos are ugly. That's what she told me.
She said that?
Yeah. She doesn't like Amy's either.
Nope.
And then Amy's son's like, yeah, I don't want tattoos either. They're ugly because his bigger sister.
I know. I'm trying to get him off of that. I'm like, everything she says, you do not have to agree with. You're your own person. You do you. That's so, I mean, I guess it's a common kid thing, but it's just annoying. What do you have going on?
Well, I'm here. I have a bunch of meetings today to try to catch up. I'm just back and forth a lot, flying back and forth. But tomorrow, I leave at like 9:30 and fly to Los Angeles, and I do Idol for 2 days. By the way, Sunday night, American Idol. Watch it. Disney night. I'm not sure how much I'm going to be on, because I'm bringing in a guest mentor. Who's the funny girl? From,
lots of funny people.
Yeah.
what's
her name?
Mentor.
Yeah. Oh.
She's, I don't know.
Oh.
McCarthy? Oh.
Who is it?
Yes, Rebel.
Pitch Rebel Wilson.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
I saw
so
a promo
fun.
For that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not really sure, but I'll be on some. But they're doing a whole week with me coming up where I pick all the songs for all the singing.
Is it called Bobby Week?
Kind of, yeah.
It's America's
all,
Mentor
It's
week?
All John Mayer.
It's Garth and John Mayer, and that's it. All right, have a great weekend. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. That's me. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for listening. Thanks, John Michael Montgomery, for coming by.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.